Listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Sixth Caribbean Baseball Cup, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
You got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, October 16th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Hump Day Wednesday edition. And we're going to get over the Hump Day together. One leg at a time, we're going to get over the hump. We're going to make the ride home enjoyable for you. Little FYI for you. You know, I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. Don't forget, your Saturdays are about to get a whole lot more interesting. Our all-new Saturday lineup is here, beginning this Saturday on Guardian Radio. The eye-opener at 9 a.m. will be joined by a whole new crop of shows. The Accredited from 10th Year Seniors at 11 a.m. The Happy Hour with DeAndre Cartwright at 12 p.m. The return of Tell It to Stanya with Stanya Davis at 1 p.m. All new editions of University Drive now at 2 p.m. And the new show, Our Blue Bahamas from Brief, at 3 p.m. A full slate of amazing shows this and every Saturday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM starting this Saturday. So be sure to check it out. Now listen, we got lots to talk about today. It's Open Line Wednesday. Pearly set it off. Pearly, you darn skippy. What? It's like track and field. You hand the baton to me and I go finish it. Lots of interesting points we need to talk about. Lots. So if you want to chime in and continue some of those conversations that I'm going to rehash or get into some new ones with me, here's how you chime in.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612. Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And like I said, it is Wednesday. Plenty to talk about. Text lines already buzzing. And let me check out this text line. Phone line already going. Naughty, I have to give Pearly credit for his patience during his show. A rude and disrespectful woman who seemed to be from the COI had such an attitude that I struggled to focus on what she was saying. She was just too sassy. This is exactly what frustrates me about the COI and their representatives. They can't seem to present a clear plan and instead rely on bullying tactics to pressure people into voting for them. I hope that when the COI calls into your show, you call them out on it, Naughty. Well, Texas, they won't call, and Mr. Bain won't be appearing on my show, because we already established how he lied on me previously. And then, you know, with no kind of acumen or the same conviction that he lied on me, offered the apology when it was proven to be a lie. So I get where you're coming from, but it won't be my show. Might be Dwight. Might be Howard. Might be Zhivago. But it ain't gonna be mine. I mean, you lie on me, I give you a platform to lie some more? No, I'll pass. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty by Nature. We don't hate you.
What's going on, GNN?
Just Naughty by Nature, man.
What's happening?
Listen, Naughty, I don't know people in authority if they buy their way to college or buy their way to school, because Naughty, when it comes to thinking out of the box or thinking logically, something wrong with this, a lot of these people in this country in charge, not because, okay, me as a patient, I visually impaired, but I got home and said, everybody know now I'm dialysis patient. I'm an advocate for the patients that can't speak for themselves and some of the staff members in there, right? In the last, naughty, 5.5, 6 years, since COVID came in, and some nut made the rule that the nurses must wear those blue booty covers, right, over their shoes to avoid COVID. I don't know how you could avoid COVID with all about on the ground and ain't nobody know it was. But since then, naughty, at least 6 nurses in the dialysis unit done slip down, break their knee, break their leg, and stop, break the hand, some of them out for over a year, and powers to be in that hospital can't see that that is a problem. And let me qualify why I say it's a problem. If the insurance companies know that those nurses are wearing something on their foot without the proper skid bottoms, like their nurse shoes, they ain't gonna get paid, naughty. The insurance company's not gonna pay them. The white tiles on the floor, you can't see where a little water or draft
but on the listen, I get safety in the workplace. I get proper equipment. But wouldn't it make more sense that if you know white tiles are very slippery when wet, that maybe you should use something different?
That's what the nursing shoes and that proper shoe wear is for.
Correct.
Those shoes have skids on the bottom of them. They come with skids, but some not got all them nurses wearing the blue things all around there.
Well, listen, it's a shameless plug for my sponsor, but John's Workwear, John's Work Center, they got it all. And they got it from the shoes to the scrubs to everything. So they need to be, and I don't mean to plug it like that, but go check out John's Rosetta and Carmichael. They got all the gear.
Naughty, the nurses have purple hot shoes. Those things come with the proper skids. But you know what's so ironic? And like I say, the powers to be, something wrong with the head. The patients, we are blind, crippled, can't walk and in a wheelchair and thing, right? And none of us falling down. The only people falling down are the staff. So you would think that would tell somebody something, mate.
Yeah, but listen now, you might be disadvantaged visually, but you have other senses that are more, you know, heightened than us, like smell and touch and direct, and comes that, hey, come on, man, come on.
And brain.
But I know, but yeah, probably.
I speak
for myself and now.
Staff member, she went in there, put on her blue booties, brigalum, bram, slipped down, first patient out of there was the staff. Monday,
maybe
and this is about 6 times.
Maybe they one time off.
Jesus Lord, my PhD anyway. Got to do something, you know something? PHA really, really disappointed me.
GNN, I understand you. This stage in the country, like we say in comedy, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. So don't mind me snickering, too. But I try not to cry because there's a lot of things that just got me hurting now, the way this country going.
PHA them know. They got patients like a Marvin Johnson, who's an advocate. They must even label me as crazy and troublesome, all kind of things. But if they want to find out what's happening, they need to come talk to patients like us and stop letting
he who feels it knows
sweep it under the rug.
He who feels it knows. I agree, my brother. But you know you always got a platform here, man. Be safe,
yeah,
and I always
man.
Like to hear from you, man.
Thanks for letting me share.
Be safe, my brother. All right, let's get to the headlines, because we got lots to talk about.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Be sure to check them out, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those are stores available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right, big headline, focal engines added to BPL grid. Now, I want you all on the flip side of the break, when we get into the buzz by John Shoes, to call me or text me and tell me what you think, why you think focal engines were added to BPL grid. I have my ideas, my thoughts, my opinions, my suspicions, but I want to hear from y'all. Let me know. Why do y'all think focal engines were added to the BPL grid? 62 megawatts of power comes online through focal partnership. Boy, That's power generation right there. They ain't just generating power. They generating generational wealth as well, too. And I'm happy for Bahamians that do well. Don't get me wrong. But there are questions that would like to be asked. No bid. Now, for those of you up in arms, you know, we want to know more about it. If we had a proper Freedom of Information Act, Procurement Act, then we wouldn't be going through this. But there I go, beating up my gum again. Davis, Pike deal should have been concluded yesterday. The government's, story by Janika Thompson, the government's 25-year agreement with Pike Corporation through its Bahamian management company, Island Grid Solutions, to upgrade and manage Bahamas Power and Light's BPL's transmission and distribution network on New Providence should have been finalized yesterday. Okay, so if that deal was supposed to be finalized yesterday, that's all well and good. Let's get it going. If that's the direction we're going, and let's get to the point where we see the decrease in our power bills. Because I had to deal with one today. And MJ looked at me and said, no, this is your turn. And I had to drink two iced tea. Not one, two. Yeah. So let me know. And then I have another question. If Pike has a partnership with BPL and Island Grid Solutions, why do I see so many Joselitos, or lack of a better word, South American-looking workers around these Pike trucks? And you know, I can tell a Joselito a mile away because, you know, I'm Pajo Joselito myself. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Now, let me know what you all think about that. Prime Minister FNM to blame for taxpayers being saddled with Grand Lucayan. And Mr. Prime Minister, I agree. That Minnis administration, that was a boo-boo deal for that hotel. But at the moment, it looks better than any deal you all presented because you all been beating up your gums for 3 years with promises of deals coming and nothing, nada, zilch, zero. We just spoke to Grand Bahama yesterday. They expressed the same concern. A lot of talk, no action. Where is it? So instead of cutting a deal like you promised on a campaign trail, because of said boo-boo deal the Minnis administration had left with that hotel, y'all said y'all was going to clean it up. You said it was a new day. You said there was hope for Grand Bahama. Where is it? And I haven't touched the airport yet. I haven't going there. Carlos, I see you. Mario Bannister seeks bail. Story by Artesia Davis. Mario Bannister, the former managing director of the Clifton Heritage Site, who was facing charges in connection to murder, appeared before a judge yesterday for a bail application. Bannister, 62, faces charges of conspiracy to commit murder and accessory after the fact in relation to the death of Philip Adderley. Bannister held the post on August 14th when Adderley's body was found hogtied with stab wounds in waters in the South Ocean. He was fired on August 25th, the day before he made his first court appearance. Well, if you look at our legal system, people who have been accused of these kind of crimes will get bail long before the dude who thief a can of carnation and a loaf of bread because his family hungry. So we got a lot to work on. But let me know what you think about that. Let me know what you think about the whole situation with the focal engines being added to BPL and the Pike deal. I want to hear about all of that. Let me get to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
A pleasure. Good evening, Naughty.
What's going on, Sparky?
Yeah, you know, if you give me a moment. Hey, man.
I can give you a minute and 30. What you got?
You sound like you got it on there. But you know, Sparky, from the other side, and the groups and thing, I pay my way, whatever it is. That's 5 minutes and 33 seconds I was waiting, listening to you. But that's good with me. I can pay my bills. But, Naughty, you know, I listen to you sometimes. You know, Naughty, I got my way. I make my mistakes. I'm a human being. We all do. I'm man enough to apologize if I do make a mistake. But there's people like you and Howard and Pearly and God and Scrooge. You always listen to people as men and allow them to defend themselves if they have to defend themselves. You have other people that use this button, say what they want to say about people, and then put the button down on them, and you talk bad but me, but you don't let me. When I say you, I talk in general.
No, I know, because you know, I let the old ratchet mouth bucket jaw say what you say sometimes to the point me getting in problems.
Bad with me on a talk show as a host. At least let me call in to defend myself, unless I can meet you out in public and defend myself in another way.
Well,
I don't want to go. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right, Sparky, I got you, man. And obviously, you know, you got some contention going on, and I understand that, but just look at it like this. You get to call in here with me. Call in with me, call in with Pearly. It's all good. Call in to the ones who you can call into. And the ones that ain't on your run, don't be on their run. It is what it is. That's what make the world go around. Sometimes you all got to agree to disagree. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Call us back, caller. All right. Now, here's something that I want to get to as we get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz brought to you by John Shoes. And I really want to hear from y'all on all what I mentioned and more, and whatever you want to talk about. But I must say, I appreciate the agitation that indirectly you, my listeners, apply to the disabled parking spots. I appreciate y'all sending in the pictures, the voice notes, giving me the heads up, and we got to keep it going. And I appreciate y'all advocating for me helping me champion that cause off air as well as on air. Because then the word gets around. And you know I got issues with Harbor Bay. I love the shopping center. I just think the parking sucks. Some of my favorite places are in that shopping center. But the parking sucks. And whoever the wonderkin was who designed this parking lot, I guess, and the counterclockwise fiasco and the addition of the roundabout and less disabled parking spaces and the ones that are there are extra small that don't facilitate wheelchair drivers, the word gets out. So much so, people starting to experience what I've been talking about. To the point now where my good brethren Solo Med, had to make it official. And you know when Solo dropped one on you, if Solo say your parking lot sucks, he represents for a lot of people that agree that your parking lot sucks. Harbor Bay, please revisit that a little bit. Real, I bring that back. I want them to hear it from the beginning, Mr. Producer. So please revisit that. Let's work on identifying the disabled parking with the proper paint so you can see it, making sure there's enough space for wheelchair disabled persons. Make sure the ramps are all smoothed out with no edges because you all been doing work and there's some little breaks in between there. And then, obviously, you got to get some crossing guards when it's all finished to direct people through the maze that is Harbor Bay right now. But like I said, not me just talking it. The streets talking it. Harbor Bay, that parking lot, nobody likes that. So much so, Solo done dropped one on you. Here it is. Let's go. My boy Solo made. Give it to them, Solo.
Boy, Harbor Bay, y'all put a number on me. Y'all would be dizzy. Riding around in circles. 50 speed bump coming. 100 grand back. Plus traffic with a little Dunkin' Donut roundabout.
Making my way, Harbor Bay. Trying to park. But I can't park because I'm dead lost. I need a GPS. Somebody help me. Where do I go from here? Security. Drive over one speed bump, then another speed bump. Then when you look, 10 more speed bump. You're breaking up my car. My shock's gone. I'm running out of gas. The gas light on. See a space over there. My parcel already there. I dizzy. And y'all have a roundabout like a donut size.
That's small.
And y'all put that there like a little surprise.
Surprise.
Y'all got me riding around like this a carnival ride. But I could park my car and walk next time.
Boy, I know how y'all can make it Christmas time. Oh, what is this?
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
They say the sun, and it shines for all.
Oh, we're back at you on the Wednesday, October 16th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And we're now getting into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. The phone lines are open. Text lines are open, 422-GR96, 224-796. Phone lines are open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. And, of course, like I said, this is the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Be sure to check out both locations, new arrivals in stock right now, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Both of those locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And remember, with John, serving you is a pleasure. All right. Let's have a look at some of these texts. You're all fired up today, boy. Caller, I see you. I'll get to you in a second. Naughty, I agree with you about the Harbor Bay. Just destroy that parking lot. It's horrible. Naughty, is that the Harbor Bay Mayor's or a new Monopoly game? I think both, bro. I think both. Naughty, Harbor Bay has always been irregular. We exited in the right lane. That was backward from the beginning. To make it worse, they now have a roundabout near the exit. It's really an unnecessary plot. Traversing there is always frustrating. And parking lanes are completely out of sync. Shaking my head. Another frustrated shopper. I'm telling you. Y'all revisit that. Naughty, for real. The Sunshine Boys are connecting up with all the power. They're dealing with BPL and they're dealing with Grand Bahama Power. They have a huge solar plant in Freeport. Connect the dots, like I always say. Follow the money. All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, CG, how you been, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Well, you know, Naughty, you seem to be dressed almost like a doctor today, you know. All you need is your stethoscope around your neck, but that's...
Well, that's my light blue island game shirt, man. Come on, you know, I got to rep for the game.
Well, you know, I couldn't see the actual logo that good, but I saw Dr. Something because he looked like he's writing prescriptions for the enabled who are disabled. If you follow me. You like that one? Yeah. Well, now, while you're prescribing, Naughty, it looks like this old crew we have here is suffering from generational trauma.
They need a good dose of common sense.
But you see, Naughty, how you going to write that prescription for these persons who are so advanced in their bad habits? Naughty, how you can do that? You can't, you know, they have to be born again.
So what are you saying, that they have terminal asininity? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is the only two ways that people change, and I've been taught this a long time ago, either through some form of religious conversion experience or brain surgery. And I don't think either would do for these crew we have running around here. But Naughty, let me ask you, this 60-something watt megawatt, is this online now, or are they just parading the generators through the streets?
Well, an additional 62 megawatts was added to the Bahamas Power and Light's New Providence grid yesterday. So by me reading that, I'm thinking what I'm understanding and comprehending is that 62 megawatts were added to the grid yesterday.
I don't feel that way. I mean, okay.
Maybe. They better not see no load shed no time soon.
Well, nah. Then you got more prescriptions to write, Naughty.
And when it rains, you better not cut the power off neither. Come on now.
Well, I'm going to be depending on you to make it right.
Well, you just keep calling and agitating. We'll make it happen, man. I appreciate it. All right, bro. Be safe. Yeah, man. 62 on board now. Hey. You should be all good. Things should be good. But this was a big topic today by the gas station. And people are, you know, agitating and getting back and forth in this. And it speaks. And I want to know what you think. All right? Chime in and let me know what you think on this. But this whole situation, and I don't want to get in depth in it, obviously, because it's still eventually, you know, before the courts and going before the courts. But Mario Bannister seeks bail. Now, I know you have a right to apply for bail, but we saw all of this play out. We saw everything. I've been watching the first 48 long enough to know, that's a stacked deck right there. With all that information that was floating around in social media and in the public forums. But my question is, everybody has a right to seek bail, but how our system is set up, situation like this, they may get bail. I wonder about the guy who's hungry, who's unemployed, and got a wife and couple kids at home, the power off, and they starving. And he gets in problems with thieving milk and bread, shoplifting, but he can't get bail. He's got to languish. I've always wondered about that. What's your take on that? Let me check the text lines. Naughty, it's not just seeking the bail. It's the extenuating circumstances that go along with him seeking bail. Break down some of the extenuating circumstances that you refer to, Texter, please. Naughty, talk about the cost of living, please. Hold on. I just had to deal with BPL bill today. You gonna make me? You can make me go down? You have that clip lined up? For BPL? Yes. Texter. This is what I went through again today. When I had to go in there and I had to pay this bill, this is how I felt.
It still hurt.
It was very painful.
Very painful. Deep down in my soul.
Okay. And here you are texting me. And I appreciate you listening now. Don't get me wrong. But you want me to bring up them painful memories? The pain? The anguish? The mother... You see? You almost made me say a joker's wild word. But I will try to talk about the cost of living, Texter. How are we going to take care of ourselves with the cost of goods and services? Also, I saw on YouTube that our neighbors in the country of Martinique has been under curfew for weeks due to riots over the cost of goods. There was at least one death reported in the last few days. Well, I hope to God it don't get to that. I really do. We don't need that kind of situation. Naughty, look at the location of the BPL plant. Those grids are across from the seawater at Clifton Pier. The rust from sea air and ocean mist alone will keep those grids under a repetitive need for more maintenance, more than usual. Along with the growing need for power daily on this little island, abnormal uses of power like Bahamar and Atlanta should have their own grid regulated by BPL since they want to control it all. All these governments are doing, Naughty, are quick fixes to have a reason for re-election. But how is rewarding political supporters and cronies and so on and so forth a quick fix? It'd be reason for re-election for those who you hooking up, but what about the ones who haven't got the hookup? You think they're going to be eager to re-elect you? I'm asking that question. You all tell me. Naughty, Bannister's name says volumes and speaks volumes. That's why he's got bail or seeking bail or will get bail. Wow. But like I said, a lot of things we're talking about, a lot of things we're discussing, a lot of things people across this broad cross-section of what we call the Bahamas, some have the same shared issues, some have different issues. But the one thing I notice is a lot of issues. There's a lot of, hey, wait a minute, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? Long time no speak. You good?
My brother right here just listening to the Pulse of the Nation and the commentary of lots, both on social media and also on the airwaves. A very interesting point someone brought up just now, and that encouraged me to call on this lab. You know, the largest conglomerates in this country, i.e. the hotel sector, the places like Atlantis and, of course, Bahama, it brought to mind the original concept of Bahama, that they wanted their own power grid. And their own power grid was supposed to be over on that small little island or key right opposite the hotel in the middle of in the water where they had planned to put down their own infrastructure and power the entire facility. It then brought to mind, I wonder what was the reasoning behind not allowing them to do that? Is it the fact that perhaps when you look at their lost revenues in terms of electricity generation for the demand for what the resort required, are they looking at the dollars and cents of what they were going to lose, or was it some other technical or infrastructural considerations that needed to be given? And I guess we could also go on to say that perhaps Atlantis may have had the same concept. Places like Sandals may have had the same concepts. But I think it's about time that we really get off this grid, let the local consumers, i.e. the households, get the majority of this stuff and get a lot of these larger properties off the grid. And my last point here, too, is, we talk about solarization in terms of we have the sun, 300? Well, we say 365, but I would say 385 days of the year. Because all we have is sun. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out a government that is wise enough to talk about solarization of just about every home, whether it's old or new. And even the new homes that's coming along now, we should encourage the contractors and the persons who actually perform electrical services for these homes, or the homeowner, to actually move into putting down their own solar panels, not just stressing them on the rooftop, because I've seen one or two homes that actually in the roof itself, they put the roof down, they put the create a part inside the roof, put the panels in, put a membrane over it so the sun can penetrate and generate their own electricity. We have to now start thinking futuristic, and I believe it can be done. I mean, we have enough, including smart people here, to do it. We just got to get everybody on board to get away from this fossil fuel that our prime minister is flying all over the place talking about global warming, but we are still guilty of burning fossil fuels. I'll end my comments here for right now.
Okay? All right, Jeff, be safe, man. Take care. Good stuff. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
And we sell in carbon credits, right?
Hello?
And we are selling carbon credits, right?
Yes, correct. Last time I checked, but I mean, I don't know where the money going, and I don't know who recording it, and I don't know who dealing with the management of it.
In the words of...
It sounds good.
In the words of C. Allen Johnson, we are giving people ammunition to shoot at us. Okay? We are giving them bullets to shoot at us. Okay? Now, but... I think the people trying to tell you something, and you ain't listening. Okay?
You talking to me?
Yeah, you.
What are the people trying to tell me, and I'm not listening?
Okay. Whose property are those new generators on?
You tell me. I mean, I'm quite aware. I've done my due diligence, but you tell me.
The oil company.
Okay.
Okay. Time out.
So you're telling me the new generators that have been added to the grid
are on
the Guardian property.
Of the oil company, yeah.
Of the oil company or the Guardian? Did you say yours property or the oil company?
The oil company.
That's why me and you almost got on the wrong road. It sounded like you said your property. The Guardian, yeah. Let me go plug in now and keep some power.
Hey. If that was on your property...
Boy, look here, I would run my drop cord from here all the way west where I live. And boy, trust me, anybody who I'm plugging in between, party on, let's go. No. I understand now what you're saying. Yes, obviously, yeah.
Yeah. See, our biggest issue, right? We have not taken on this thing of national responsibility.
No, and what you said, too... brings up a very good point, because I had another point that I've heard making the rounds and a tax senator as well in relation to talking about the placement of those generators, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, the generators are going to give a false impression, according to the tax senator, that the power grid shortage problem has been solved, when in reality, nothing's been done. We're going into the winter months, which means there's less air conditioning use and cooler temperatures for refrigerators. Mm-hmm. Next year during the summer... We can see something different. And when you place it on the property, it's out there near Clifton Pier.
Hey?
The corrosion alone. Crazy.
Those folks, who attend that COP conference, right?
Uh-huh.
They need to come down here and just tour Clifton Pier.
You lead them on that door. Let me get to these other calls. But you made some good points, bro. Good stuff. Tour down there. Take bandits on a tour down there. Let's see where our money going. Talking Heads.
Yeah, bless up, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, 52? You good? Now, before you get into it, I heard you since my Cowboys beat your Steelers, but I can leave that alone.
On the other side, man. I was in hiding, right? Because I was in disbelief, and I'm mad. But that ain't really no win,
I know, but I'll take it. When you bother my Cowboys on.
My eyes as close as I dive and come a couple of seconds leave, and you all sting me. I call it, me and my brothers call it when you get stunned.
Yeah, y'all get stunned, and I can take it, because Dallas lousy this year, so I can take it.
Doc had the capability to do that, though.
But yeah, what you got for me today, though, 52?
Man,
what's good?
Man, I like the last caller, right? So he's right. My brother worked at Stuart Cove decades ago, and the two of us from Amsterdam. I remember having a conversation with her years ago talking about the oil pollutants and the hydrocarbons that float, the colorful on top of the water, et cetera, et cetera. So we don't even need to tour there. We could just grab the surrounding species of fish and check them for hydrocarbons and other toxins and see the toxicity levels within these things, right? And so I like how we said they're selling carbon credits, right? So hence carbon accounting, right? And so when I look online, really and truly, even I was following this up for years now, you look at how they are selling it and who's buying it. And the disparity in what they're selling and buying it for leaves little to be desired. I just say it for people to go and look at it for themselves, because people being discrediting me, but Jeff and I would have worked in the hotel for years, and so I know two frightening things at the hotel that scares them: electricity bill and water bill. Hence, that's why they implement reverse osmosis system from the 80s that I worked around, installed, and trained under, and could I know that I could draw the schematics out of my head. All right? Now, as it relates to this carbon construct, right? You cannot be too intelligent if you really believe that man can save the earth. God, the earth is God-owned. And so there's too much variables in carbon. Carbon is the source of all life. This is why they came up to tax the gas carbon over all the other greenhouse gases, because carbon involves every process and is also it's the source of life. Without carbon, you won't get oxygen. I don't need to go on and get too scientific-y, all right? But what I'm saying is they are not being sincere, Naughty. And it's showing. So we're talking about solar panels. Solar panels won't save us because everywhere there's lithium now, they're digging up the earth. They don't worry about the earth getting hurt. They say they love the earth, but they worry about something in the air. And guess what? The oceans. The Pacific has been, the temperature for the Pacific Ocean is 79 point something degrees. I think the Atlantic is maybe 81 point something, which is pretty constant. They are saying that it is ocean global warming. They're not giving scientific explanations like thermal expansion and different reasons, displacement, etc. And even man-made activity on our little island, we can see the water getting higher because of soil compaction, etc. We can look at a number of scientific things that you could debunk this. All right? So you might make me look like a fool, but at the end of the day, what I'm saying is exactly true. When you look at parts per million in greenhouses, gases as far as growing things in a controlled environment. So they saying you get, it's not the science, you know, because they know the people ain't gonna follow the science. But like I say, you're not hearing about the voluntary trade and carbon market. All right? Land ownership and rich oligarchs conquering large parcels of land in the guise of conservancy and then using it on the carbon trading market. This is a financial construct. They haven't even come at a generalized consensus as to what multiplier they will use in calculating carbon emissions, et cetera, et cetera. And look at the variables of trees, biomass, storage, et cetera. Like how many, you think every tree can store the same biomass? You think every tree is offset the same amount of carbon dioxide a year?
Great points, 52.
All of this is gross exaggeration. By any means, this is really ridiculous. They are running away with humanity, just like the pandemic, and kidnapping us, and they're going to use this to control the environment and control where people live under the biodiversity, and they call where they displace people and use the land. It's like the under the World Wildlife wild Fund or something like that. So what they're doing is now they will control humanity, and they're looking at where we live. It's only a little, we take up a last portion. We actually have enough greenery to offset carbon, you know. But they don't want to tell you that.
All right, 52, good stuff, man. I appreciate the call as always. We got to get to the break, man. But good stuff, everybody who chimed in, texted in, called in. And, you know, I wanted to talk about some other things. I wanted to talk, why are my PLP friends blowing up my phone, telling me about all this infighting in the PLP? I wanted to get y'all's take on it, and maybe y'all could enlighten me some more on it. But I guess we'll have to save that for Friday. But good stuff. Everybody who chimed in, called in, texted in. Quick break. Flip side of the break. Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up. Brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And then we'll get into the 5 o'clock hour. And right after the news, we'll be talking sports. Pearlie will be in the building, and we'll be chopping it up. So keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, October 16th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did you...
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit ClevelandClinicFlorida.org /Caribbean.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willy, buenos días, it's Wednesday and it's time for your three ball, the lucky tres pelotas, the numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game.
580-580-580.
Play them and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Who think the Menendez brothers' sentences are appropriate. I'm Ed Donahue.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with D is brought to you by the 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Five Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
I've been feeling for your love so long. We can trace that in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, October 16th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Don't forget today's Wednesday. Happy hour at Naughty Johnny's 5 to 7. Be sure to check that out. Great food specials, great drink specials going on. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. We got Pearly chiming in. What's going on, Pearly? Pearly, you got us on mute, man.
Relax, relax, patience.
Hey, listen, listen, listen. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I noticed something, and only your friends could tell you. You used to be on your A game, then you in studio. Then you zoom in, you used to be on your mute game. Clean it up.
Oh, okay, brother.
Yeah, what's going on? But listen here, boy. So, wait, you opened up on Pandora's box today, but
what I do, man?
But the people them hard over, disgusted over plenty of things, Pearly.
People in this country pissed.
All right. But why? I didn't know it was that volume, Pearly. You know what I mean?
I didn't realize it.
You talking about it. You know, you hand me the baton today, you know, Naughty can touch on it. Man, I touch on it. Boy, I touch on a couple of things and a couple other things just pop up. I want to talk about the infighting in the PLB, what I keep hearing about all my PLB friends calling me. They didn't tell me nothing. I couldn't get to that because people were still all hot up over generators and people seeking bail and all type of stuff, right?
I didn't talk about
it. No sale for the hotel in Grand Bahama still, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
Disgruntled. And then the cost of living is another thing, too. They made me talk about Pretty, they made me talk about the cost of living, and that's why I'm a little emotional right now, and you got to help me get into the sports. That's why I didn't go right into sports, because...
Yankees up too old?
Thank you. I feel better now, because you know I had to pay my BPL bill today, right? So you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah. So anyhow, Yankees won. Let's talk about the good. I tired of talking about the bad and the ugly. Let's talk about the good. The Yankees won. Y'all got a big game tonight.
Judd the man.
Yeah, Judgment Yard last night.
Okay, let's see what happens in Cleveland. I think Cleveland plays a lot better at home.
Yeah, man, they're one of the I think they're the best team in baseball at home, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I think so. I got to check their record, but I think they are.
But you guys play tonight.
We play tonight. Walker Buehler going on the mound for us tonight.
Walker Buehler. He's been having some bad luck.
So it's time for him some good luck. He'll have some, you know, bad luck, some errors here, some little dribble base hits here that hurt him. Hopefully, I think he's overdue for a really good game. If he does that, you could name this one name over.
Who's starting for the Mets tonight?
Cerevino or something like that.
Man, Cerevino. Cerevino, the ex-Yankee man.
Yeah.
4.50 ERA. Y'all should be able to touch him.
I think we could touch him. But
don't let him get his groove on. Don't let him get his groove on, because if he get his groove on now, that's a problem. But you should be able.
If we be patient at the plate and allow him to build up his pitches, and we could get to their bullpen, we own their bullpen. We could touch their bullpen. Good.
Yeah. You know what upset me about the Yankees last night?
What?
And I'm being greedy. Because, you know, two of the three parlays came in. But I had one.
Okay.
Yankees by four. Because, you know, on that, you know, you could do live in-game, you know, parlay.
Yeah, 6-3. Yeah.
Man, listen, 6-3. Had them by four. Top of the ninth. Stinking bullpen. That's up a solo home run. Cost me my parlay, man.
Yeah, but y'all got away. Y'all had bases loaded. They had bases loaded in the fourth and fifth inning, and y'all got away.
Because we are good like that, and we have good pitching. That pitching y'all was making fun of is coming through at the right time.
They sure did. They sure did. Because y'all should have, they should have braced that game open in the fifth inning and made it a different story. But that strikeout, at the end, I think he started Holmes or somebody like that. That was some good pitching.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. I mean, Yankees held on. Look.
Coming around at the right
when
time.
When the Yankees go to their bullpen, I get the rosary beads out.
Yeah, I know. It's either hit or miss. I know.
It's not easy.
But they did well in these two games at home. Let's see what happens in Cleveland, you know.
We'll see.
But you know what I find out? The announcers, they want a Subway Series bad. But unfortunately, they won't get it. It'll be the old Dodger-Yankee rivalry that will be revitalized.
The Yankee-Dodger rivalry is a need, Purdy. I need to see that. I need them.
I think it's a need for baseball. I think it's a better need for baseball, like East Coast, West Coast challenge. You know, you packed up and moved to the West Coast, and now you're trying. All right, we take the Mets as our outside turn. We can beat up on them, spank them, and then come to deal with the Yankees.
Y'all ain't coming to deal with the Yankees that easy, babe.
No, I didn't say it's going to be that easy, you know. I didn't say it's going to be easy.
Y'all ain't going to deal with the Yankees. That's the problem. We could deal with y'all.
Okay, time will tell. You'll know next week this time.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. That could be a good World Series if it go down. My God.
Benzi Thursday, Friday in New York, and we go back to L.A. Saturday for Sunday. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, on another note, we got to talk about this. And I know me and you and him may end up, you know, having a little debate on this one. But how bad did the Lakers look in the preseason?
Let's don't talk about that, man. I was telling somebody today, I'm not even interested. The person tell me, the season started on Wednesday. I say, and I could care less.
Garbage.
For the first time, Since 53 years, I really don't care about baseball, NBA basketball. For the first time in 53 years, Nutty, I don't care about NBA basketball. I don't care about the Lakers. I'm not happy with what I see. And, you know, I'm not mad because we have a bad team. I'm mad how we got to have a bad team.
I know.
You know, the crap we do and the foolishness, you know. The good bright spot, Kinect looks good. Kinect does look good.
Hey, that's the only bright. And see, that there is what kind of aggravates me. All right? Naughty, if Jazz didn't get picked off at second base, your four run lead would have been safe. Ask Purdy if it's true. Hill wants out of Miami. Does Tyreek Hill want out of Miami? Yes or no?
No, that was a story Bleacher Report put out. And Tyreek Hill has said on more than one occasion he wants to stay in Miami. He's happy in Miami. Bleacher Report did a story of possible trades that could happen, right? And because Tua was hurt, they're trying to say Tyreek wants it, but he does not want out. He's never said it. He's always said, I'm happy in Miami. I want to be here in Miami. And he wants to play there. So tell him, leave that rumor right where it is.
And Texter, you looked, you asked that question. Hold on, wait a minute. Where did that Texter go? Oh, if it wasn't for Jazz? Listen here, man. Jazz looked safe last night, you know, Texter. I don't know about that.
But the Yankees didn't challenge it?
No. Okay. Naughty, what would you say or do if you had Jerry Jones on your radio show and you asked him questions about the Cowboys and why he still has Dakota and Mike McCarthy still on his team? And then Jerry tells you on the air he knows you're on our Guardian Radio and he can have you fired for asking him those questions. What would you say or do? Will you be naughty and ask him? Listen, y'all know how I talk about Jerry on the show? Biden 2.0? You really don't hear how I go in on him and Steven? You don't hear me crying about selling the team to the Saudis? But listen, Jerry, you know the owner of the Guardian. I know the owner of the Guardian too. He all right with me. So I double down and say, well, go ahead, Jerry. You want to say something? Let's call him right now. Never scared. Especially when I know I'm speaking on behalf of a fan base that has been denied for 29 years. A fan base who witnessed greatness. A fan base who was on the verge of being the Patriot Dynasty before the Patriot Dynasty in the 90s. But Jerry's ego and big mouth got in the way. Come on, man. Yeah, I like how Jerry flips $700 million into $7 billion. I like Jerry when he talks fool. Good old Southern guy. I like that. I, you know, it reminds me of my comedy travels throughout the South. The good old boy humor. That's great. But he got to do better. So I would say what I would have to say. And then if he said he know the owner of the Guardian, I'd say, okay, you want me to give you Mr. Ferguson's number? Let's call him right now. So, yeah.
Jerry, I know Jerry said that. If he had that kind of power, he would try to get rid of Stephen A. Smith from ESPN.
He pays Stephen A. Smith to practice the foolishness that he does. But you know what, Pearly? You all talk me out of it, but I'm doing it. The next time Jerry and Stephen bring the yacht to Albany or park it downtown in the slip that they could fit in, I gain a rain Kong shell on that. I'm going to take that yacht over. I can give him the famous look. Hey, I'm the captain now. Me, I'm the captain. I can give him that.
Yeah.
I am sick of it. I'm sick of it, you know? But anyway, I digress. Naughty Jazz was already in scoring position, so where he was trying to go, and the Yankees did challenge. Listen, man, you can't blame the kid for hustling, man. Come on. You play aggressive baseball, it's the playoffs. I bet you if he would have teed it and scored, you'd have been sending me a different text. But I get it. I get it. Texter, at least us Yankees have sins of commission. Purdy's Dodgers and Roberts, they have sins of omission. Get on him. Don't get on my Yankees for being aggressive. You see how I quickly threw that over to you, Purdy, and Roberts?
I see that. I see how you did that. Very good.
I ain't taking that eat, man. Jazz looks safe to me, but it's all good.
Did the Yankees challenge it?
No.
Okay.
I don't recall. I heard he was out. I was not in the room at the time.
Okay.
I was in the kitchen making a sandwich. Not a sandwich, right. But a sandwich.
I heard that.
Naughty and Purdy, when LeBron James and Bronny brings home a ring, you and Pearly will be singing a different tune. Not even on PlayStation, Texter. And whatever you drinking right now, make sure I send some to me and Pearly. We want to try that.
For real?
Not any championship. Not any, please.
Not with that team. Now, they make some serious moves. It's a different story, but not with that team.
No way. Oh, I stand to be corrected, Pearly. They did challenge it, and they lost. Okay. So while I was making a sandwich, they lost the challenge.
Okay, I got you. All right.
But see, at that point in time, he was up 6-2.
Okay.
You know, I was feeling good. And then we gave up that one run. My God.
Did Judge hit the home run out? That's when Judge hit the home run?
Judge hit it to go up 6-2 and made my thing look, made it look wonderful.
Did the next batter get a hit after Judge was thrown out?
I can't remember. He might have scored. Yeah, I think there might have been a hit afterwards.
I got it. Like I told you, brother, I was making a sandwich. And you know, all right, when you make a sandwich watching sports, it's a creation, you know? Because you got to put a lot of things in there. And you know, I'm one of them that adds chips to the sandwich. You know that kind of way, Philly style?
Yeah, I gotcha.
You do that? Yeah, there was a base hit and a score afterwards.
Okay.
So he would have scored.
All right.
And Texter, I appreciate you keeping me up to snuff, making sure that Pearlie and I know the play-by-play, because I was making a sandwich. And to anybody out there who knows what a sandwich is when you're watching sports, I hope you enjoy your next sandwich. Pearlie is having a bad year, Norty. You should go easy on him. The Dolphins are already out of it, and it will be a Subway Series, and his Dodgers will be gone.
Hold on. How are the Dolphins already out of it?
Hey, you got to deal with the Texter, man. It's obviously somebody coming for Pearlie, not for me.
My goodness, Jeff. Stop.
Could be Jeff. Could be. But yeah, back to what I was talking about. Dalton Connect in that Laker game last night played very well. He's played well in the preseason. All right? Why is it that the headlines out of L.A. are fans excited to see Bronny play? What, all of 9 minutes for 2 points and 3 turnovers? But you got Dalton Connect shooting almost 50%, scoring 19, draining threes in 22 minutes?
Well, there was a nice story in Bleacher Report about it. It said that he looked really good. So,
but you understand the point that I'm getting at, right, Pearlie? It's already started in L.A.
Yeah.
This isn't about the Lakers. This is about LeBron and what he wants to do. You know?
Yeah. We'll see. Time, like I say, time will tell. They should be signing Bronny to G League this week, eh? This weekend, huh?
Pearlie, the Texas says don't get him and Jeff mixed up. This is Mr. Eleuthera, Pearlie.
Oh, I do apologize, sir. I gotcha. I know what we're talking about.
Sound like Eleuthera like to rad you up too.
Well, you know, that's all right. There's a lot of haters, but that's fine. I'm not going to even argue with him. That's fine.
All right. You see, yeah, Texter, LeBron does have some Aaron Rodgers qualities and vice versa. Now y'all can cause me to go down and break it down for y'all. And I hate having to do that, but I will go ahead and do it because why? I'm a good guy. I'll tell you how the Yankees and the Dodgers Yankees scored last night, okay? I'll give you the rundown, how they scored. The Yankees scored 1 in the first, 2 in the second. The Guardians scored 2 in the fifth, scores 3-2. Yankees go up 4-2 in the sixth because they scored a run. In the seventh, Judge hits the 2-run home run, and they're up 6-3. Now, Texter, what I was saying was, had Jazz not been thrown out, the batter that came up after him delivered a single, and then a run was scored subsequently in that inning. So they would have had the extra run if he hadn't been thrown out. That was what I was saying. All right? And this particular Texter, let me tell you, man, this Texter is the poster child for curmudgeons. My God. Boy, Pearlie, me and you, if we miss a start, boy, he stacks right in. Bam!
I know.
I believe. Yeah, I agree, Texter. He is a general manager player. And that's the final 15 today is a very good one. Colin Cowherd and Nick Wright discussing the whole situation with the trade. Well, actually, Rich Eisen discussing it today. And who had a better trade? Did the Jets make a better trade acquiring Devontae Adams? Or did the Buffalo Bills make a better trade acquiring Amari Cooper?
you know, both of them aren't the same wide receivers they were a few years ago. So time will have to show us if they're who made the better trade.
I think Buffalo, in my opinion, made the better trade right now because Cooper's needed in Buffalo. He's going to be welcomed into the locker room. His veteran leadership is going to be accepted. He's still a great route runner. He's got a good quarterback there in Josh Allen. Him and Shakir should actually be a dynamic duo. Good 1-2 punch. You got Kincaid, the tight end. And you got the rookie from Florida State. So now you got something to work with passing-wise. The problem, I think, is going to happen in New York is there's going to be more dissension in the locker room. Rodgers has already made Lazard his number one receiver over Garrett Wilson, and Garrett Wilson is a more talented receiver than Lazard.
Yeah, but in the last two games,
he's been going a little more because he got to make it look good, Purdy, but he's established that the rapport is going to Lazard first. Now you think Adams. Devontae reached now. Lazard dropped to number two. Garrett Wilson, number three in the pecking order. They need to trade Garrett Wilson. Wilson and Rodgers were already arguing in the new year, in the preseason. They had their little contract, their little spots. They had their little conflict. It got worse. You could trade Garrett Wilson to the Cowboys. You could trade him to several other teams who need wide receiver help.
Yeah, my fear is they'll probably send him to Kansas City.
There's an option, too. And if I was Kansas City and I needed a number one for the future, I would make the trade right now and get Garrett Wilson.
Okay.
And I think, you know, Adams has made them incrementally better, the Jets. The best defensive coordinator was the head coach who they fired. The defense already looked not as good as before. The offense seems to be improving a little bit. They're at work. And to make this work mid-season is going to be hard, Purdy. I don't think it ends successfully for the Jets anyway.
Probably not.
But we'll pick this conversation up and more on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, October 16th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, hit, scrape, explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Fan John letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music group,
and Alpha Sounds Promotion
invites you to the biggest Break, hit, scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy Ron.
It's your boy Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Shirai Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Showback.
It's your buddy DJ Ref.
Me now, Funky D.
This is your girl Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Chido D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasHeatTickets.com. The countdown is on. Can't scrape explosion. Best of the best.
You are invited to the 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium, October 23rd through 28th, 2024. Bringing the action will be the national teams from Cuba, Curacao, Dominican Republic, U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Martin, and Tame Bahamas. There will be three games daily from October 23rd to 27th, and the championship gold and bronze games on October 28th. Don't you miss it. The 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium. Save the date, set your alerts, and be there.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun
fire. Sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along.
We're back at ya on the Wednesday, October 16th edition of Talking Heads. Purdy, all right, I got something for you off the text lines.
Okay.
Naughty, before you and Purdy get to your predictions, I need you to do some college football for me. So here we go. Bama versus Tennessee. Who you like, Purdy?
Bama versus Tennessee. If Bama plays like they've been playing, I'd go with Tennessee, but Bama probably beat them.
Bama, if they played like they did the last 2 weeks, Tennessee beats them. I think Bama got the memo, and they're going to come out and play like gangbusters and beat Tennessee, just based on the fact that 2 weeks in a row they play like crap. But Tennessee's a tough out. They're not an easy squad. They got some talent as well, too. Georgia versus Texas.
That's a good game. That's a really good game.
I'm taking the over. Some points can go up in this one. Points can score.
You know something? There's backup. I'm going to take Tennessee over Alabama, and I will take... Oh, boy. You know what? If until somebody beats Texas, I'm going to go with Texas.
You know, some people say Texas is a fraud.
Yeah. Not all the
The game I'm going to be watching, Purdy, forget Georgia, Texas, and all of that. I'm watching Miami-Louisville.
Miami should walk all over them.
No, Miami's had played down to the competition the last 2 weeks. Yet a 5-0, yet they're doing big things. But they need to pop Louisville in the mouth.
They find a way to win, though.
Yep, they do find a way to win. Very resilient program. I give them that.
What I'm trying to find out is why is Notre Dame only a 1-point favorite over Georgia Tech?
They're playing where, in Georgia Tech?
They're in Georgia, yeah.
Well, jump all over that because Notre Dame could win that game anyway.
I'll take Notre Dame and the points.
What? Notre Dame is not trash, Texter. Come on now. What's Notre Dame ranked?
12.
So you can't be trash if you're number 12. Especially if you're playing Georgia Tech.
If the season was to end today and they pick it like that, Notre Dame would be in the playoffs.
Correct. All right, Purdy. We got to get to these picks. And you know, the Island game is doing big things. It's all about their NFL takedown promotion. Had a $2,000 winner for September. All you got to do is sign up with the Island Game Sportsbook. Once you verify, they're going to give you some bonus bucks to play with. You make a $20 bet. Whether it's a single game parlay, a single game or a game parlay, you're going to get registered for the next three drawings. October, $3,000 up for grabs. November, $5,000 up for grabs. December, all expense paid trip to the Super Bowl in New Orleans up for grabs. So a place to play and win with the Island Game, and they always remind you to play responsibly. And don't forget, NBA kicks off on the 22nd. So be sure to join me for my NBA picks right there with the Island Game, just like what we do with the NFL. We'll be hooking you up with the NBA picks all through the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, getting you covered for the week. Monday will cover Tuesday and Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday will cover Wednesday and Thursday. Friday will cover Friday and the weekend. It's back, Purdy. We can watch basketball every night of the week. Listen. The Memphis Grizzlies looked good the other night when I watched them play. Oklahoma City looked good the other night. Oh, boy, Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, your man of business, Ja, is back?
Yes, sir. Ja Morantavari is back.
Okay, all right. That's cool. Thank you for seeing him play. I probably watched a lot of Memphis this year.
Memphis?
I think I'll watch a lot of them this
Memphis,
year.
Oklahoma City? Listen, I go watch a lot of Lakers, too, because I could bet on them to lose, and I could win.
Yeah. I see how Buddy fits in at Golden State, too. I watch that.
Yeah, we will see how that works out. Klay Thompson having a rough go around in Dallas, 3-for-30 in the preseason.
That'll come around. I don't remember that.
Hey, Texter, Ja is not too small, okay? You just let you leave Ja alone. Ja will handle his business and do what he needs to do. All right, Purdy.
Never played this part.
Let's jump into it, man. Here's who we picking tonight. You got your Dodgers taking on the Mets. Who you like in that game?
I like the Dodgers and the points.
Dodgers and the points. All right, let's move to the WNBA. WNBA tonight, you got the Liberty on the road against the Lynx in Minnesota. Liberty 3-point favorites, and it's over 160. I like Minnesota with the points and over the 160. They're a totally different team at home.
Yeah, but I think the Liberty that took that punch in the mouth in New York, and they're going to come back with a vengeance. I like the Liberty and the points.
It's tied up 1-1, so you going with the Liberty to cover? All right, I'll take the Lynx plus the points and the over.
Okay.
A 160, because they scoring. And then you got some college football tonight, too. And you can bet all of these games right there on the Island Game Sportsbook. But a couple of good games in college football tonight, too. Western Kentucky and Sam Houston State. Sam Houston minus 2 point in that one. I like Sam Houston to win that game. And then the over's 55. I wouldn't touch that because Western Kentucky's offense is
hard. Either, but I'll take Sam Houston. I'll take the points. I think Sam Houston at least 5. Maybe a field goal touchdown.
Right. And then Florida International, 7.5 point favorites over UTEP.
I'll take them on the money line.
Take them on the money line in the over and you're good to go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we reached our point, Pearly. We got to do what we got to do. But we got a good take home today. Good breakdown between that trade yesterday. Who's going to benefit more, the Bills with Amari Cooper or the Jets with Devontae Adams? We'll see how it all pans out starting this weekend.
All right.
And, of course, you in tomorrow and holding it down for me on Friday because I got to go do a couple of gigs over the bridge. So, definitely a busy weekend for the Pearl Meister. But we'll talk tomorrow. I'll chime in at 5, in the 5 o'clock hour to do the picks, and I'll chime in on Friday, too, as well. All right?
Be safe.
Appreciate you, brother. Y'all be good, Bahamas, and if you can't be good at it. And keep it right where you got it. The take-home is coming up right here on Talking Edge right after the break.
We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song. My song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good. good.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands or text us. Crack Crime Bahamas Up. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
They say it's the sun.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah,
compares to the trading away at age 31 of a future potentially first ballot Hall of Fame wide receiver. And nothing compares when that receiver gets sent to the spot to have a reunion with the quarterback who in many ways is the partner in helping him become the first ballot Hall of Fame receiver that he is. And Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams are back together again. And it really is something that is remarkable, because name any quarterback receiver combination as potent as these guys or in the realm that they're in the realm of even chasing down who had a chance to get back together again in the NFL. You really can't. It's not comparable. 119 games these guys played together, including the playoffs in Green Bay, accounting for 8,439 yards, 76 touchdowns. And this includes 11 playoff games that they played together. And all these two need to do is connect for three touchdowns this year. And if they do so, and that's the idea, then Rodgers and Devontae Adams would pass Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown for the fourth most prolific quarterback receiver combination in terms of touchdowns in the history of the NFL. And then if they throw for seven touchdowns, Rodgers and Adams would pass Marino and Mark Clayton on that list. And if they are so fortunate to continue to keep playing with each other, 15 touchdowns would put them second place all time behind Steve Young and Jerry Rice. And speaking of Jerry Rice, his name was invoked by the interim head coach of the New York Jets. Jeff Ulbrich was on the 49ers back in the day, and he started throwing around some bold-faced names. I mean, these are manhole covers you're throwing around when you're mentioning these receivers and how watching Adams hook up with Rodgers again and having Garrett Wilson in the house already, what this brings to mind for Jeff Ulbrich.
the best thing, you know, I was fortunate enough in San Francisco to be around Terrell Owens and Jerry Rice and to see firsthand all that Jerry taught T.O. You know, Jerry at the time was in his 18th year, whatever it was, but so established and understood the game at the highest level. I think Devontae is going to provide that same thing for Garrett and for all of our receivers. You know, he's done this at an elite level for a long time. And on top of all of it, you're going to see exactly, you know, that the reflection of a relationship with Aaron, how the synergy that they've had for so long. So it's an exciting time to be a Jet in that way.
As I mentioned yesterday, this acquisition of Devontae Adams isn't just for Rodgers and the Jets now. It just isn't. It's also for, as I mentioned, Garrett Wilson. I'll tell the story again. I've mentioned it when I was zooming in from London a couple weeks ago, and I mentioned it yesterday when we came on the air moments after this trade took place and the news broke. And so you can understand what Ulbrich is mentioning is echoing what Aaron Rodgers said to the NFL Network crew in our broadcast meeting. And when I mentioned how the receiver room was and Rodgers was talking about getting this offense on the same page and how they're working together and how they're trying to figure out how to get yards and scores and how they are figuring out that process and how it is a long process. And I asked if 17 would help in that matter. And Rodgers had his fun with me, tongue firmly planted in his cheek. He goes, "You mean Malachi Corley, who is the rookie wide receiver that the Jets drafted in the third round, who has hardly played a lick?" And I'm like, "No, I meant Devontae Adams." And he went on a very long explanation of what Rodgers can bring to the equation about how in this offense you need to have receivers not get open too fast. You need to be patient. You need to be open at the right time. You also need to, if the route calls for 5 yards and then break it off at 5 or 7 or 10, you'd have to do it there. And the person who can actually deliver that message instead of the quarterback or coach is Devontae Adams. And how important that is and how crucial that is and how he walks into this room with the single season receiving yards record for not just one franchise, but two. He set it for the Packers in 2021 and he set it for the Raiders the year after the Packers sent him to Vegas in 2022. I mean, his bona fides are, you could just go off the charts here. He's a Hall of Famer at age 31 walking in. And Rodgers knows what he can bring to this equation, which is very exciting. Which is very exciting for the New York Jets and their fans. And I understand that. But I got to say, Adams is not blocking anybody. Adams is not playing defense. And what I saw before Devontae Adams showed up over the first 6 weeks is a team that cannot play a clean football game except for that one time against New England. In week 3, in a short week, when the Patriots didn't have their left side of their line and is easily the worst team that the Jets have faced yet. And the Jets had 400 yards of total offense against them. Then they had 393 against the Bills on Monday night, but they missed two kicks. They couldn't defend without putting their hands on people. They couldn't stop a pass rush that missed the top two pass rushers for the Bills. Which leads me to believe that if I had to choose, I swear to you, if I had to choose which receiver acquired by an AFC East team yesterday will actually make a difference to win the division, let alone potentially make the playoffs, I'd go with Amari Cooper.
Ooh.
I know that's red hot.
Ooh.
Because he's not viewed as some sort of a savior coming in. He could just come in and just be part of a team that is a sum of its parts right now. That's a new part. And you know who can add it in there? Is Josh Allen.
Yep.
Who is an MVP quarterback right now. And who is a better quarterback than most everybody in this league. I'm all optimistic about the Jets' chances. And why not? I just laid it out for you. Rodgers and Adams can connect in their sleep. And the red zone problems that led to Greg Zuerlein coming out and blowing two kicks, I think can be fixed by Rodgers and Adams. Sure.
When you say Greg Zuerlein, who is that?
Yeah. G-Reg Zuerlein. Okay, I'm sorry. My bad.
I had to Google Chris. Yeah. I didn't know what he was.
Aaron and Devontae can perform in their sleep. But I know I'm speaking something heretical, but in the same way that everybody's going to have to learn to play together in Buffalo, and the same way in New York, the Bills are a better team right now. They're a better football team. They're better equipped to win a football game than the Jets are. And they had their kicker miss two kicks, a field goal and an extra point. Mm-hmm. But they overcame it. They made the plays. They had a third string running back making plays. They had a guy in Taylor Rapp who stopped. Breece Hall was one-on-one with him on the 3-yard line. Went out of bounds. And guess what happened? Jets got 0 points on that. Now, that could be fixed with Devontae Adams. I get it. But another concern is whatever is happening in the locker room, we have no idea. Neither does, in all honesty, Rod Woodson. He's not there, but he's a Hall of Famer with a Spidey sense.
Yep.
And, I mean, what he said to Susie and Amy on What the Football on Tuesday certainly jumped out off the page at me. This was his response to what Devontae Adams can actually affect for the Jets. Currently at 2-4, playing the unfortunately uncomplimentary football as much as they do. And it's interesting at whose feet he kind of lays it.
What are your thoughts on how he changes the dynamic of that team?
I don't know if he does. I know he's a great route runner. I know he's a special player. Collectively, it just seems like something's missing with the Jets. I don't know what it is because I'm not there. But it just seems like when you're watching it from outside in, to lose that many close games year after year after year, it's just something's not there. And normally when I say it's not there, the first thing I'm going to go to is leadership. Well, who's the leaders? Who are the leaders on the offense for the New York Jets?
Do you believe Aaron Rodgers at this point in his career or otherwise is a leader?
I do not think he is. I think he has the power and he has a voice, but is he that guy that uplifts the rest of the team? Because a leader brings everybody with them, right? Mm-hmm. From the front or the back, either. But a leader galvanizes the group, making everybody feel important, making everybody feel like they belong. That's what a leader is. Is it Aaron? I'm not sure. I would think not at this stage of his career.
How about that? What'd you think of that?
I don't know how you can argue with him.
Well, he does accept responsibility when he's made mistakes. He hasn't been like laying it at the feet of everybody else. But because, again, something just is off. And if he's right that Rodgers has a voice and has power but is not leading from 1 to 53, then the Jets have a problem, obviously. And I'm sure Rodgers' response would be, well, he's not in the locker room. What does he know? You hear it from a Hall of Famer. A Hall of Famer knows it when they see it, and they can sense it when they see it. And Rod's not completely, he's not detached. He's a voice of the Ravens and is locked in Vegas. He also, by the way, was very eloquent on what the Raiders are up to and the turmoil on the sideline that we saw last week. He spoke about that on What the Football, as well as the acquisition of Amari Cooper and what is happening in Baltimore right now. And clearly his old team in Pittsburgh. Good stuff from Rod Woodson. But something just feels off about the Jets. And I don't know if Adams is going to be the guy to fix it, unless they start winning games, 31-20.
Yeah, beat Pittsburgh Sunday night, national TV audience.
Right.
Monday we'll come back.
You look great. Right. Yeah, that was the move.
Correct. Yeah. But you can't say that this is the wrong move for the Jets. You can't do that. I mean, this is you can flip a 2 or 3, basically, for Devontae Adams and say, we did everything that we could while Aaron Rodgers was healthy. We did everything that we could. And, but like I said, the Bills just appear to be a better sum of its parts. And then on top of it, they're, you know, they're 2.5 games up on the Jets and the Dolphins. They've already beaten them too on the road. They're two closest division competitors. They've already beaten on the road. And their last three games are the Jets at home, wrapped in between their two games against the Patriots. That's the way they finish. So the Bills are in a much better spot and position. And Amari Cooper going in there is just going to be, hey, man, just you do your thing. I don't know. Does he also, he's now a veteran presence in that receiver room? I don't believe so, but it's a winning move for the Jets. The question is, will it actually lead to wins? And I think the Bills are better positioned. And I think Cooper is a brilliant move for them too. And if I had to choose, obviously I'm going with the Bills right here to win the division and go further. And I know their roster isn't as deep as the Jets, but these games aren't played on paper. As Kenny Mayne once said, they're played inside television sets.
Yeah, I just threw up a Twitter poll. Maybe call us if you have a thought. Which wide receiver acquired this week will have the biggest impact the rest of the year? Cooper, Adams.
I just think, you know, we're going to end up getting Davante Adams as having a bigger impact because of Davante Adams being the Hall of Fame receiver. And also a guy who's connected with Rodgers his entire life. And the fact that they're going to be back together again, he's going to be terrific. And he should definitely open things up offensively. It's just that, can they actually put a game together where they do that on offense and the defense actually holds, doesn't give up an opening touchdown drive in the first drive with their new interim head coach, or let third downs like the game winner for Josh Allen be easily executed? And then the kicker doesn't blow two kicks? Can they actually put it all together? And is Ulbrich the right guy for it? Lots more questions.
They haven't played together in 3 years.
No, I know that.
It's not like it was just a couple weeks ago.
No, I know that. And just one last stat here for you Jet fans to chew on here. Next-gen stats from 2018 through 2021. Targets, receptions, receiving yards, receiving touchdowns. The top quarterback wide receiver ranked combination was Rodgers and Adams. Rodgers won back-to-back MVPs in the last 2 years of that. But that's 3 years and one Achilles ago. Lots more questions. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.